Hi, honey.
Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am home again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am whole again.
I don't type on a computer.
Hi, honey.
Computer.
Hello? 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 Lesbian here. Lesbian here. You got Madge in the basement with an interference. When I point it up, you get a buzz. Wait, maybe. Maybe turning off the lights help. Whenever I'm alone with you, now there's the buzzing. Okay, it's a buzzing spirit. There. So I gotta point the microphone down and then point my vagina up. Okay. More car. Birdle quay. Meow. Curdle. Nyoster scooter. You may have heard about warm-up exercises for your vagina. I'm just going to switch to the handheld Aidrophone because I can't, you know, work with this thing. Oh, no. And Patrick Pades, if you're listening, yes, I did read your message about the iPhone in the pants pocket in this, it doesn't work. Turning the off the iPhone doesn't work. No, it's not the iPhone. It's these lights. It's these Michelle Bachmann lights we have. You know, the energy savers in this house. I think, but it's fuck. Cause I have limited control over the light bulbs in this. Maybe this one is one of them. Is that one? No. Yes, it is. Maybe that needs to be off. I think I'm going to be a tea party person because. I'm against those light bulbs because they cause interference. Is that better? I don't know. Maybe it's better. I got two microphones on right now. I got the left, the nudging spirit. Maybe I can make a stereo like this. I bet I could. Let's see. Left, right, nudging spirit. Well, they're two different microphones. They must sound kind of weird together. Nudging spirits. Always on your right, left. Oh, I don't know which side you got your headphones on. This is supposed to be left, but it's... Let me check my info. Okay. No, this is left. Okay. Left. It's something's fucked up in my computer then. Because... Oh, yeah, this is the right. Right? Yeah. Right, left. I had it wrong in my actual space. So now I've got stereo Lesbian. Hello. Whenever I'm with you, it's okay. And I am young again. Girdle, skate, girdle. Which one? I think I'm going to have to stick with one and peck it. Or I could just leave them both on. You get far away Lesbian, close up Lesbian. So this way, if I accidentally Lesbian myself away. Yeah. Or I could give Trotsky a microphone. Who cares? Right. I'll turn off the other. I hate to waste recording space on the nudging spirit. That's the one I won't. Yeah, I think the buzzing's better without the Bachmann light on. She's right. That tea party, they're right about the light bulbs. You got to give them that. They are right about them light bulbs. Am I recording? Y'all. Hello, Lesbian here. Lesbian here. Lesbian Claws is what they call me on Hanukkah. Lesbian Claws. Trotsky's here. I'm in my bed in the basement of the homeless house. I have a body odor. Hi, Trotsky. You're cute. Will you finger me? Yeah, girdle. Anyway, what do you want to talk about? Obvious things? Nah. Now, the Ableton people were nice because of my bitching about problems, they gave me a free Ableton instrument called sampler girdle. No, operator girdle, which is a synthesizer. Girdle. Oh, girdle, quiver, quiver, girdle. Quivering girdle. Girdle and quiver. I bet you can't get what I'm drinking. Guess what I'm drinking now. I'm drinking a Monster beverage with a newly redesigned can. So, audience, how do you like America, if you're from here? Isn't it a great place, America? Don't you just love it? Don't you love how everybody takes care of each other? Mm-hmm. But rich people, luxury, the luxury business is up. Everything else is in the toilet. Yeah, we're dumb. We're dumb here. So I'm trying to figure out how to get the fuck out. The apartment that I like, that I think I like, which is in Amsterdam, is not available till Enero, which is January. I don't remember what January is in Dutch. What is it? Dutch? Juli? Juni? No, that's July. June? Enero? No, that's Spanish. Anyway, whatever it is, gotta figure my junk out. So now what I really want is, I need a place to live for like 3 months so I can get my shit sorted out over there. I guess Amsterdam or Berlin. I don't know. Have you ever met somebody who's so indecisive about what to do with their fucking future? But it's like when you get past a woman of a certain lesbian age and past menopause, it's like life becomes very finite. And it really changes the way that I view my life, which is that it becomes a lot less big a deal, really. Because like, oh, well, it's harder to buy into the delusion that you're going to live forever. And things become very finite. Like, well, I can do this or this, as opposed to I can do this, and then I can do this, and then I can do that. It doesn't quite work that way, especially when you're lesbian, because people just view you dead, you know, when you're past a certain age of attractive lesbianosity. Okay. But that's not what I've entered talk about. I really don't even have anything, well, I do have plenty to talk about. But the thing is, if somebody said, how come you didn't talk about the Norway shooters? Well, I thought they were great, you know. What's to say? Hooray for that, you know. Goody. Aren't that nice? I noticed they don't really have very... That they don't really... I didn't really see much reporting about the gun laws. And that's, I always was under the impression that you're not really allowed guns in Europe, but evidently that's not true in Norway. And I guess a lot of European countries, you can have gun laws. I mean, you can have guns. So I don't really know. I'm curious as to how that... Some noise just stopped. I think it was the air conditioner. Curious. Fuck if I care about Norway. You know. Mm-hmm. Although Raymond Christensen is from there. And so is the tall vampire with the blonde hair from True Life. And wow, I do love that show. Some people think it has jumped the shark. I don't know. I don't think it has at all. Because I also read most of the books that it's based on. And it's very, very... You know, just scattered the way it just involves all these different supernatures. But I just love that witch character, Marnie. I just think it's such a wonderful character because she's just so troubled as a human. And she's just so isolated. And the way everybody leaves her alone and they don't really like, they just desert her literally and figuratively. And then she just begs for the spirit to eat her out and, you know, become her. It's just so interesting on so many levels to me, on top of the fact that she's just such a good actress, and I love the way that they deal with the witch taking over her body. It's just amazing. It really is. When she does these hand gestures, like, get down, doing this, like, bodhisattva hand gesture, making people obey. That's the way to finna do it. Even down to the way she has, like, no, she has this, like, very horrible body that's just flat and wears these clothes. It's just she's very, very... They just really took the witch and kind of modernized the witch, the classical witch. It's really amazing. And I ate myself out. Not really. With a spoon I did, though. But that's not really like tonguing yourself. I mean, who can do that? I don't think I've ever even seen a video of a woman eating herself out. Have you, audience? I mean, I've seen maybe a tranny eat herself out after her dick was removed, but that's not very difficult. It's not really removed. It's just flambéed. Oh, trannies, don't get mad at me. Fuck you. All right, so what else? So the downgradement of the economy, yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's a really interesting article about it in the New Yorker. And, you know, I don't know. It's just so retarded. I guess what I feel like is anything that's going to be somewhat of a wake-up call is a good thing. But then they had this lady in Democracy Now, this author, I forget her name, Barbara Eichenreich or something like that. She writes these wonderful books. And what she was saying now is she's like, you know, the Arab Spring and there's protesting in Israel over crazy price, you know, gouging and gigantic new wealth gaps in Israel. And they're protesting in Tottenham, England about somebody who got killed by cow. You know, all this stuff. And in America, nothing, just not a peep, just blah, just couch, you know? Like, what the fuck, just couch? She wrote this other book that I'm going to read on the plane called The Power of, if I can get $10 together, which you're welcome to give it to me so I can buy it. The Power of Positive Thinking, How It's Bullshit. You know, America is just amazing. Anyway, my focus needs to be not on how shitty it is here, but how to get the fuck out. I've always relied on the kindness of strangers. And it's not that I need money at this point, though I certainly will. What I need is a job. I need a place to live. Temporary for both is just fine right now. I found a way for the dog to come over on Iberia Airlines, can do that. So really, I just need a place to stay, for 3 months, and a job temporarily. But I could even get by without the job temporarily because I do have some work that I transient do. So really, what it comes down to, I need a place to stay in Berlin or Amsterdam or both. Or somewhere else. Just, I need to get the fuck out of here. Even Canada, I don't fucking know. Just get me the fuck out, and I need to take my dog with me. You know, I really just, you know, need to. And, yeah, it's just like, I'm old. I feel like this is my last chance to get the fuck out. I have a number of reasons to, but mainly, just this guttural, ridiculous, get the fuck out of here. There's an evil in this country, and it's not the kind of evil like, as far as I know, what they had in, well, maybe there's that too, but yeah, I'm not even talking about the conservative crazy people that want to kill gays. I mean, like, I'm not talking about Nazi evil that fucking made Europe go fucking hell, but I don't know, but it's just the soulless kind of blah, just, ugh. Just watch TV and it'll make it all better. I don't know. What can I even say about it? Standard and Poor's, you know? All this blaming. Everybody's fucking blaming. Like, oh, it's this, it's that, it's this, it's that. It's this. As if that's going to change reality. Oh, but it's the Tea Party and it's Obama and it's the Tea Party. And I've certainly done it too. But, you know, my attitude is basically like, look, I'm going to blame the guy I supported because that, for me, is a way of taking responsibility. Blaming people who I, you know, siding with a team just for the sake of it's my team, like siding with Democrats, doesn't make sense to me. So I feel like I can be somewhat in a better place by just kind of, you know, at least criticizing my own quote-unquote side. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's just... I feel like I'm in an old, like one of those, I don't know about you, I mean, some people, Libresbians, like old bookstores. I don't. They smell, they make me sneeze. I don't like old clothing stores. I don't like used bookstores. They depress me, you know. Get a Kindle. But this whole issue, I feel like America is turning into this used bookstore. Just this pile of smelly shit that makes me sneeze. With some salt and pepper haired fat guy with a, you know, ponytail and a balding head and cash register waiting for the occasional customer. You know, I don't know. So, and I'm
I'm working in the porn business. I haven't been paid but $1,000 in 6 weeks. Yeah. So I'm really like not even working that much because my boss is so far behind in paying me. I'm like, well, what's the point in working and making him owe me more money? It's a depression. And it's a depression in this country. And somebody on this Google Plus was talking about, as Mark Cuban was saying how we need patent reform because the patent litigation issue is a job killer. And I wrote, I don't know anything about patent reform, but I just wrote, you know what, please, words like job killer just means you have like this weird, like political ass-wasion or something, you know, like a job killer. You know what a job killer is? President Clinton in 1990 sending all the fucking manufacturing to China. That's a job fucking killer. You know, I'm sorry if there's patent reform that's screwing up a few, you know, geniuses from getting their just desserts, and they already have plenty of money, and their wives work for fucking, you know, who do they work for? Probably H&R Block or something. I don't know. You know, it doesn't make sense. Low battery. What? You kidding? Oh, look, Dow drops 450 points. What a colossal failure that president did, though. I mean, let's just be lesbian on it. So you're going to do a compromise, which nobody really ever explained what the compromise was on the, you know, on the, the compromise, you know. So basically what Senator Porter said is, among other things, that, you know, you can't just cut some costs without increasing revenues, which, of course, is true. God, I don't even want to go there because it's so ridiculous. I mean, Obama knows what Roosevelt did. Here's how it worked. It was simple. The economy was fucked. Private sector wasn't creating jobs, so the public sector had to create jobs. A recession is when you have high unemployment, low inflation. That's a recession. I took economics. For God's sakes, I majored in business. So what do? You have to create jobs, and it's important. It's not just a buzzword. You do. You have to add jobs to the economy. How do you do that? Well, if the private sector isn't doing it, the public sector has to. How do you do that? Well, you have to have money to do that, which means you have to have taxes. You can also create incentives for the private sector, but those, A, don't always work, and also they're also somewhat inefficient because you have to allow for the private sector to take their profits. But anyway, what Roosevelt did is he gave the private sector a bunch of the public sector. He created jobs, public works programs for the public sector, which also had the side benefit of creating huge, you know, advantages for the public sector because it created things for the government, assets. And we need high-speed rail. Didn't Obama talk about that during his campaign? You know, we need transportation. I mean, that would certainly be nice, wouldn't it? But so Roosevelt added those, you know, public sector jobs, and in order to pay for it, he increased taxes on corporations and wealthy people, and by quite a bit, by like really to a really high amount. And currently, we have the lowest overall tax. I think it's like 15% overall of our GDP is taxed, you know, which is really low. And it's really not that difficult to fix this problem. You know, we have rich people. The income gap is spreading. It's obvious. Rich people are getting richer. They don't deserve it. Poor people are getting poorer, and they're not willing. You know, it's fucking our country. And you can say, well, that drives the economy. No, it's not working. It's making the economy suck. It's killing the economy. Unless you refer to the economy as only rich people, which is more and more what the definition of the economy is. But when you're talking about the welfare of the American people, which is, it is our country, and we're just brainwashed over and over by all news sources, by everything from Mickey Mouse to Chuck E. Cheese and all this shit, that it's all about the capitalist system. You buy, you get, you buy, you get, you earn, buy, you get, earn, buy, you get. And everything's fucking fair if it's related to the free market, so-called free market. It's a crock of fucking shit. So we have this problem. It's fucked. So I don't know. you know, what's amazing to me that always comes down to is how incredibly stupid the American people are. Just incredibly stupid. You can blame it on a million things, but I don't see what it is other than stupidity that keeps Americans watching reality TV and garbage and paying attention to pop culture bullshit. And who the fuck cares about Casey McKinnon or whatever, Casey Anderson or whatever, and her stupid dead girl. I'm taking these issues completely out of proportion. Or, you know, freaking out over some reality TV show, you know, 9 million people watching the premiere of Jersey Shore, all this shit. Completely disproportionate. You know, Americans will say, oh, we work so hard, we don't get anything. Well, so you're going to watch Jersey Shore instead of protesting so that you actually get what you fucking deserve? That makes no sense. That's just fucking evil. I mean, you know what? Everybody in America who just takes it up the ass and doesn't do anything about it except watch TV because they deserve a break today, you know, you fucking deserve it. I hate to say it, but it's true, I think. I think it's true. Maybe it's not, but I think so. You know, America, we're just fucking horrible people who don't fight. And you know how it's like on Grindr? Whenever you say, like, you're gorgeous, you're not. If you say you are really hot stuff, it just means you have a small dick. Pretty much everything that people claim when they're using, you know, kind of bravado, it's the opposite that's true. Americans claim to be brave, it's because we're not brave. It's really not even brave to go to war and shoot down drones with fucking remote controls based in Las Vegas and shoot kids. That's not really all that brave. Anyway. And then you look at the rest of the world, and it's easy to say, well, Europe is bad, too. They've got anti-Semitism. That's what people always tell me. Jewish people always tell me, well, the anti-Semitism is terrible in Europe. Okay. All right. Well, I'll die then. I guess I'll go to the gas chambers. They must already be in full swing, just nobody told me. But, I'll go ahead and do that because, you know, being in America is great, and I would rather live under the fear of anti-Semitism than, you know, fuck. I should not have to not go to the doctor because I can't afford it. That's just fucking bullshit. It is bullshit, and this country doesn't have what I need, so I'm going to have to go somewhere else. You think that's fucking easy? People that claim that it's giving up, you'd fucking try to move to another country and tell me it's fucking easy. It's fucking hard as hell. It's a lot easier sitting on your goddamn couch, being in denial, watching easy news instead of the news that's so hard to swallow. Don't fucking give me that shit. You think it's easy to fucking dump everything for the second time and try to go to a country that's even better just merely on the notion that this is wrong to partake in the system, to put money into a system where the taxes go to kill people instead of help people? Fuck this. You know, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just getting so fucking redundant and stupid. But, you know, as far as the rating goes thing, anything that's going to hurt the economy is probably a good thing. At this point, because like I've been saying, the economy doesn't mean anything. Like what you're supposed to believe it means, which is how the whole country is doing, sort of. It's not. It just means how rich people are doing. Rich people's money. And I'm glad I sold my fucking house before this shit hits, because it's going to make the house market even worse. You know? So, poor people, middle class people, boobity boobity. Rich people, Chinese people, glibbity glibbity. You know what? You want the fucking jobs back? Then just stop trading with fucking China. Make it illegal. Sorry to say it. Sorry if that makes me sound like Ron Paul or some fucking Tea Party person or whatever. But come on, it's fucking obvious. You know, and when you defend these notions of how free trade works, I find that people that, when they're doing that, they're buying into an awful lot of assumptions that are very similar to people that explain why trickle-down economics works. Pure theory, no proof. You know, what's the advantage of having our shit in China? Are all our jobs in China, we get cheap shit. Well, I'd rather have a job than cheap shit, personally. Maybe not you. And my shit isn't cheap. I have a fucking Apple that costs twice as much as a goddamn PC anyway, so I'm not even getting cheap shit because I like the, you know, the prestige that Apple thing gets me. Plus, I don't like all those goddamn lights on my computer. Anyway, I don't know what to do next. I don't know. I would like some help. I would like some suggestions, but mostly I would like help getting the fuck out of here. Really. Somebody get me the fuck out of here. Please help me. That's about the biggest... If you want to do something to help somebody and you don't live in this shithole, and help me get the fuck out of here, please. I mean, I would love to live in New York. I really would. It'd be ideal. But then I still have the fucking no retirement. I still have the no health insurance. You know, and I hear them, they run, you know, I was listening, they had Lollapalooza this weekend. I was listening to some interviews on the local alternative radio station, WXRT. And they're interviewing some, I guess it was an Irish band. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, I'm really getting used to the American lifestyle, like drinking light beers and calling pavement sidewalks and shit like this. And I'm like, gosh, you know, it's so hard for me to imagine the American lifestyle. And I know people like really love it, like Thermos, who's moving to New York because he, you know, I guess he has his reasons. And I'm sure probably most of them are career related, I guess. But the foundation is missing. But I imagine if you're a citizen from a European country, you can always go back to Europe if you have health problems. We don't really have that here. We get Xboxes. We get, you know, iPhones, Xboxes, and pretty much that's it. That's our insurance policy. I mean, I don't know what it is. I think it's... I remember when I was a kid growing up, and I thought, how lucky am I that I was born in a country like this, the rich country where we have everything. I really thought that. You know, how awful it must be to be born, you know, to live in like a poor country or even Europe or something where you don't get what we have. And I think probably, maybe it is that so many people are still buying into that. Brainwashing. Maybe they just never took the time to get deprogrammed or reprogrammed themselves. I mean, I've lived in cities for a while, but I grew up, and I didn't grow up in, I lived in a long time in non-urban and rural places where you don't get deprogrammed, you get reinforced with that bullshit. Maybe that's part of it too. I don't know. I don't have patience for much. But, yeah, I really need some help getting the fuck out, though, seriously. I really do. You know, can you get me one of those Bin Laden airplanes they took to rescue the Bin Ladens after 9/11? Something. Get me the help. I mean, just show me where to sign. I'll send you a deposit for fucking rent. I mean, I don't need it to be free. I just need to get the fuck out. You know, I can probably pay for 2 months rent in an apartment somewhere in Europe. Just get me the fuck out of here, please, somebody. You will have done the good deed of your life, okay? You'll go to heaven. Just do it for me. Lesbian, out.
And it's all time to go, and it's almost time to go. You can hold on as best you can.
Nothing more.